It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know, it is time once again here on KETR for us to do our weekly outdoor show. And I try to cover the gamut with guests. Sometimes we'll be talking about catching redfish on the coast or hunting bear up in Colorado. Today, I want to introduce you to a longtime friend of mine, Billy Carter. Now, Billy has guided down on Lake Caddo for a long, long time, decades. And Billy and his wife, Dottie, they own several lake houses down there called Spatter Dock. That's their website, spatterdock.com. We're going to talk about Lake Caddo. This is a time that a lot of you are thinking about places to go for vacations. Caddo's a heck of a place down there. It's a lot of fun, a lot to do, a lot of good fishing. Billy, are you with us today, buddy?
Good morning, Luke. Good morning. I hope everything's wonderful where you are.
It's a good day, and I tell you what, Caddo, to me, is there's no place like it. Of course, it's hard to get Billy Carter away from Lake Caddo. It's like you say, when you're living in paradise, where else you want to go?
Yeah, it's a lot like a magnet.
Once you come to Caddo, it does. It's like a magnet. That's the way to describe it. It will draw you back. I mean, I think of the different seasons down at Caddo, and I know you live it, but, man, in the summer, everything's nice and lush and green. And then in the fall, when those old cypress start turning, that cooler weather hits, I tell you, someone that loves the outdoors that wouldn't enjoy spending time at Caddo, I couldn't understand it. But, Billy, how many years have you, I would say, guided on Caddo? Many years, right?
Yeah, I've been pretty serious about it for 40, 50 years.
Yeah, and folks, Billy can cover his ears here, but I will tell you this, and it's a fact, there might be somebody alive today that knows more about Caddo Lake than Billy Carter, but I seriously doubt it. And truthfully, Billy, your love of that area, of that lake, and the fact that you live on it and you're not just, you know, you're out there on the water. You spent decades, 50 years doing it. You're supposed to know about it, aren't you?
I should. It's like the back of my hand.
Tell us about the water conditions down there at Caddo now.
The water conditions are better than Caddo's been in 10 years. Water's a foot above normal for this time of the year. It's crazy, but the fish are biting everywhere. You can get all over the lake basically right now, so things are wonderful here.
Yeah, you know, the invasive plant that covered, that was a huge problem up until last year, wasn't it? It's under control now?
Well, there's none of the vegetation, I'm going to say, is under control because it's here.
Uh-huh.
But there's always been some kind of invasive vegetation on Caddo. Now, we're raising weevils now. We have a big project raising giant Salvinia weevils. They, in fact, just had a benefit and raised a bunch of money for it. They're going to help us contain the problem because these weevils are 100% effective if they don't have winter. So we're building these greenhouses where we can keep the weevils alive year-long to keep them on this problem. They will cure the problem. So things are looking good for Caddo.
Okay, so the weevils is the Salvinia problem.
Correct. That's been our big invasive weed problem. Not that we don't have others to address, but, you know, that's part of the fascination of Caddo. You've got room and places to hide for those big fish.
Billy, the history of Caddo, not only do you know a great deal about the lake and the fishing and all the wildlife on it, but the history. For instance, Johnson's Ranch Marina, I used to do a fishing report for a big, one of the biggest Texas newspapers there is, and I would call Mr. Bob Curtis, you know, every week there at Johnson's Ranch Marina. Now, Bob, he was there for how many years? A long time.
Bob ran Johnson's Ranch for 57 years. He was there every day.
57, and, you know, I talked to Mr. Curtis there many, many years before I actually had the opportunity to come down and meet him. But I can see him right now sitting in that chair back at the end. Johnson's Ranch Marina, which you now, you're still managing that, I think, right?
Yes, sir. I took it over not very long ago, about 7 years ago, and we've really cleaned it up and mostly threw everything away and started over.
Exactly. Well, that place is the oldest, and you're probably there at headquarters right now. If you hear some phones ringing, folks,
yes,
that's
sir,
okay.
I'm walking away from that telephone.
That's okay. That's what our show's all about, talking to people doing what they do every day, Billy. But the thing is, Johnson's Ranch Marina is the oldest inland marina in Texas, I do believe, right?
Yes, sir, we think it is. It's around 115 years old. It's been watching boats go by at least that long.
Wow. And, you know, you can be out there on the dock area there or be out in front of the marina, the water side of the marina, and look out there in those old cypress trees, and there's that old house still there, I'm going to assume.
It is. In fact, we had Animal Planet down last year taking pictures of it with us doing a little working project on it. And, you know, a place with 200 years of history, there's a lot to see on Caddo, whether you're fishing or just looking.
Oh, man. Now, and, you know, I've talked to you and Dottie, both of y'all, a lot, but didn't that place used to be, way back in the day, a dance hall where people would take shuttle boats across to it? Or was that another structure that used to be there?
No, those were other structures that were across the river channel from Johnson's Ranch. Johnson's Ranch served as a takeoff point by boat. They had long rowboats, wooden rowboats, and you would leave from there and paddle across the county line, which is that river channel between Johnson's Ranch and those houses across from Johnson's Ranch on the river channel. Those houses had a restaurant. They had several speakeasies. In other words, Marion County was dry. You couldn't buy alcohol over there. You could on the other county. So to get there, the easiest route was to paddle 100 yards across the river channel right there. So you had anybody that wanted a drink and some fried catfish and a Nickelodeon to dance to, all you had to do was whistle them up and you'd get a ride across the river. And it'd been that way for decades.
Billy, what years was that, what do you think the latter years that was in operation across the channel there from Johnson's Ranch? When did that end about?
Ended in the early 50s because the worst flood I can remember, now it kind of gives my age away, but 1958, 1957, in between those 2 years, we had the worst flood I've ever seen. It washed all the houses away, washed the restaurant away, and left only the tea room, which is across from us.
So that structure right across, just nestled back in Cyprus, across from Johnson's Ranch, that was called the tea room?
It is now.
Okay.
The new owners named it that. They've had it probably 25, 35 years.
Uh-huh.
They've had it a long time. I found out recently from the owners, the original owner of that was Y.A. Tittle's daddy, Abner, I believe was his name, or perhaps Abraham, but we're talking about, you know, 100 years ago, really. Well,
wow.
No, it would be 100 years ago.
Wow. There is so much history. I remember years ago, Billy, fishing with you. We were down there catching, gosh, this must have been 20 years ago. We were catching white bass yellow bass in the winter. And you were telling me about, I think it was Star Ditch, when they opened Star Ditch with some modern equipment and redug it, finding an old pistol that I don't know if you found it, but there was no telling all the tales that you've told me, a bunch of really interesting ones, exciting tales from way back. But did you find that pistol that had been thrown away, or yourself? Or
I did. I found it. A friend of mine and I were hunting and just like you said, they just dug the ditch for the first time, and they'd taken this gun out with the dredge and just piled it on the banks as they went through this ditch. So after a hard rainstorm, I was going through there and saw this resemblance of a pistol on the bank, and it caught my eye, so I stopped and turned the boat around, went over there, and I picked it up. Of course, I thought it was a toy till I picked it up. But the whole gun was solid rust, but it was a 1861 single-shot revolver, and I still got it hanging on the wall.
Wow, yeah, and we won't go into any great detail, but I think you told me that you really felt that gun could have been used in a crime back there that you knew a little bit about. You know, it could have been something that somebody threw away while they was getting out, right?
Well, that was the story from a man that was a witness to that.
Uh-huh.
And there were so many witnesses that there wasn't a need to find the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody ever bothered looking. But the last time he was seen, he was headed in that direction with the weapon. So it all kind of adds up.
It does, and that's very interesting. Well, Billy, back to fishing right now. I know in the winter and the fall, usually used to back a few years ago, back about October, I'd get down there with you, and we would catch hundreds of yellow bass when they got in the channel. You know, and I've done that. It's one of my favorite fishing trips because those things are so good to eat, and they're hard fighters on light tackle, you know, ultralights. But right now, if you want to come to Caddo and do some fishing and you're not really particular about what species, what would you target?
Right now I'd be targeting the schooling bass. I was across the lake yesterday just on a boat ride with a photographer and noticed a lot of schooling bass, blacks and whites, around the edge of the weeds and stuff, right where the Texas side and Louisiana join around Big Green Break. So it's time for schooling bass. We're still catching big brim. I've been catching brim bigger than a pound over on the Louisiana side. Just fishing under a bobber about a foot and a half deep. Catfish are biting real well. Catfish are starting to spawn. They're headed anywhere you can find a little bit of moving water or just a sandy bottom.
A lot of nice-sized channel cat down there, too, isn't it, Billy?
A lot of catfish right now.
You know, I learned this from you years ago about fishing Caddo Lake. The cross channels, they're always good spots for people maybe that, say, like Government Ditch or where they crossings of different channels. Good spots, aren't they?
Yeah, but, of course, that's your old drop-off deal. Anywhere you've got a drop-off, it's always going to be a good spot to catch fish or some structure close to it.
So that's what you're looking for, bottom changes.
That are current, you know, in the springtime. When you've got current, the cross channels make a big difference.
You bet. Well, Billy, I appreciate you very much. The website is spatterdoc.com, SPATTERDOCK, spatterdoc.com. If you would, leave a number for people that need more information on Caddo, how they can reach you.
Sure, Luke. My phone number is 903-789-3268.
Well, we'll get you back again this summer and talk some more Lake Caddo, Billy, and thanks again.
Thank you, Luke.
You know, I want to say thanks to all the folks that came out to the Outdoor Expo last week in Fort Worth there to Will Rogers and said hello to me, and a bunch of you visited a bit. I really appreciate it. I'm going to be out in Ennis on August 9th and 10th. That's a SoCo Lodge, the GGA Ennis Gun Show. I've got a spot there at the SoCo Lodge. You can learn more about this upcoming event at ggaproductions.org. Well, folks, that wraps up today's show. I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap Lock Hunting Blinds, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Shock Strap, and Sniper Hog Lights. Folks, tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking, hunting, and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.